Shalom Aleichem, sweet friends. In the previous shiur, we learned about the yesod of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, and we saw that Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo means that even if an Eved can normally not be a kosher or shliach, however, when it's the avdus for on behalf of his master, then we say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. And we also saw that this rule of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo only applies when it's when it applies to both types of shlichus, both the where the Bailam give their koach to make a chalos, and that the mais of the shliach should be mesiaches to the sholeach, to the mishaleach. And we saw that from the Gemara in Bava Metzia Tzadi Vav Amud Aleph Linyan Sheila Bebailim, that there it's a din of Isiachsus HaMaisa. So there we said that we see in the Gemara that an Eved can still be a Shliach on behalf of his master, even though normally Shlichus doesn't work, but there a Shliach can be Midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. An Eved can be a Shliach for his master, so that's the shlichus of Isiachsus HaMaisa, and also being po'el achalos, like by Truma. And even though an Eved normally can't be mafresh Truma, but he can be midin yad Eved ki yad Rabo. And then we said that in instances where it's not enough to have shlichus, where you mamish need the person himself, then we said zemechulak, depends. If we're dealing with being po'el achalos, there it doesn't work if there's no shlichus. Only in order to be po'el achalos, you need to have shlichus. And then if you have a concept of shlichus, then we say yad eved ki yad rabo. But if there's no shlichus, yad eved ki yad rabo doesn't help. But if it's not to be po'el achalos, it's just siachsus hamaisa, like for example the case of she'ela bebailim, in such an instance where it's just that the mice of the shliach shvim siachis to the mishaleach, so there normally shlichus doesn't help, but that doesn't bother us, because there we do say yad eved ki yad rabo. With that we answer the kasha of Tosfos that we had on Tosfos. How do we know? How does Tosfos bring a raya from the fact that an eved can shech the pesach for his master? There's a concept of shlichus, even when you're not a shutuf. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, shiny Eved. Eved is different because Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. We said no. Here, in order to make the chalos of it being a kosher carbon pesach, you need that to have such a concept of shlichus in the first place. And only then, on top of that, we can say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. And therefore, from the fact that an Eved can do it for his master, it must be there is shlichus by carbon pesach. That is basically, in a nutshell, what we learned in the previous shir. So now we continue with the Gemara in Gittin, famous Gemara Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, that an Eved cannot be a shlich to be mekabel a get. Why? Because he's not Petoras Gittin Vikidushin. Tosfos Rid writes that in some Svarim they have the Girsa that if it's an Eved Da'alma, the Lo Didei V'Lo Dida is not his Eved, not her Eved, then he can't be a Shliach. And the Chora says the Tosfos Rid, the Girsa Yafet, it's a shiny Girsa. Why? Because Dafkan Eved Da'alma Lo Chazul Mehavi Shliach Lo Kabbalah V'Lo Lo Halacha. Just an Astam Eved is not roy to be a Shliach, neither for Kabbalah nor for Halacha. But if it's an Eved of the Isha and he's a Shliach Lo Kabbalah, we say that the Yad of the Eved is Kiyad Isha Damya, and the Kabbalah of the Eved is like Kabbalah of the Isha, and the Eved of the Isha is also like the Ish Yad Yado Kiyad Rabo. And then the Tosis Rid meant him up. He says it's not true. Avalav milsehi, that even though we say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, but it still doesn't work to be mekabel. It's still not effective to be mekabel a get. And when it says that Ein Eved Nasa Shlich LeKabbalas HaGet, because he's not Batar's Gittin V'Kiddushin, it's even referring to the Eved that belongs to the woman or the Eved that belongs to the man. So the beer of the Tosis Rid in this Girsa that an Eved Didei can be a Shliach LaHalacha and an Eved Didah can be a Shliach LaKabbalah mitzad Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, so that's like we said earlier, that if normally a person can be a Shliach, but if it's his own personal Eved, he can be, because if Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, that enables him to be a Shliach. That's like we said. However, from the maskana of the Tosfos Rid, we see that it's not effective. Not like we said. And even though Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is effective by She'ela Bebailim, like we see in Bav Metzia, Tzadi Vav Amar Aleph, that we learned in the previous segment, that's only Mamanis Dik. Like Rabbi Ki Vega was done in the Tshuva, maybe there's a chiluk between Maman and Isser. But that's not kemavur by Truman Pesach. That Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo even works in Midi the Mitzvah Yisura. So what are we going to do now? We see that in Isser it should work. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. The Tosfos Rid says that it doesn't. And that's why by shlichus forget he can't be, and Eved can't be a shliach even if it's his, if it's it's avdo or avda, even if it's his personal Eved or her Eved. So it would seem that he's not the Torah is getting in the kedushin, and therefore he can't be a shliach to be mekabel or molech the get. It's not just a giron in the shlichus, rather. The chisaron is that it's bechlal not a maisa gerushin. The gerushin of an eved lav mashasha isbehu. It has no substance, and therefore, in gerushin we say that it doesn't. If it's not effective to say yad eved ki yad rabo, because it's not considered a maisa gerushin. By pesach and truma, it's considered a maisa. We say here that he's not b'tor, it's getting v'kedushin, and therefore he can't be a shliach. What we're saying is that his maisa isn't even a maisa, it's not even a maisa gerushin. He's completely out of the parsha. Eino b'toras. And therefore, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is not effective. And with this, we can answer the kasha of Rabbi Ki Vega there in the tshuva, that in any mitzvah, that an Eved isn't motzi acherim like shofar. Why can't an Eved be motzi his master, midin Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, like we see by Baal of Imo, that Yad Eved is effective? So it would appear that Tkiyas Shofar of an Eved is Nishkin Tkiyah, it's not considered Tkiyas Mitzvah, like the famous Yisod of the Achronim. Why can't a Chayr Shoyt of a Kotten be motzi Achayr Midei Chovasim Tkiyas Shofar? Why can't he be motzi them Tkiyas Shofar? If the mitzvah is if the mitzvah is shmiya, so then he should be able to, if you hold the mitzvah shmiya, it's famous machlokas shmiya tkiya. But if you hold the mitzvah shmiya, you have a good shmiya. So why can't a cherisha? He blew the shofar, he blew a nice strong blowing. Everybody heard it. You could hear it from 3 miles away. It was beautiful. It was loud. It was powerful. It was soul stirring. So why can't you be yotze with the tkiya of a cherisha to a kohen? So the achronim say that yes, you heard a good tkiya, what sounded like a good tkiya, but his tkiya is not considered a tkiya's mitzvah. So if the mitzvah would be tkiya, so you can't be motzi, because he can't be motzi you. But if the mitzvah is shmiya, so then you heard a tkiya. The answer is he didn't hear a tkiya. Because what he blows is not considered tkiya's mitzvah, just like his gerushin is not considered b'chalal a gerushin. And therefore, yad eved ki yad rabo is not effective, the self-sof, ein kantaris maisa mitzvah. But it's still shver from the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Chav Gimel Amid Beis that Rabbi Lazar asks on Rav Asi that an Eved can't be a shliach to be makabel a get because he's not b'toras Gittin v'kiddushin. The belav halchi an Eved can't be a shliach because he's lav bar shlichus. Even if he was b'toras, even if he was b'toras Gittin v'kiddushin, even if he was in the parish of Gittin v'kiddushin, but he's lav bar shlichus. That's the kasha of the Gemara. So based on what we said, it's shver. Because it's an afgamina if it's her eved. Mitzad ain't no bar shlichos. So that way we can avoid the problem of yad eved ki yad rabo. But we need to come on to ain't no toras. Because once you say ain't no toras, yad eved ki yad rabo doesn't know. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Why are you telling me it's because of ain't no toras? he can't be a shliach anyway, even if it's milsa de isay, even if he is shaykh to this inyan. But he's not roy to be a shliach. So why do you have to come on to lav b'toras? The answer is pashut. Because not being a shliach is avoided, the problem of not being a shliach is avoided when it's her eved. And therefore the Gemara had to say lav b'toras to tell you that even if it's her eved, then he still can't be a shliach. Because he's lav b'toras, complete non parasha. So what b'chalal is the kasha of the Gemara? That anyway an eved's not shaykh because he's not a bar shlichus, not a kasha, because that is not that answer wouldn't work if we're talking about her eved, and therefore the Gemara had to come on to lav b'toras, which even excludes her eved. So it would appear that linyan kabbalas haget b'lav hachi it's not affecting the yaved kiyad rabo, because the din yad eved we only find linyan ma'isa. That the ma'isa of the Eved is like the ma'isa of Rabbo. That the ma'isa of the Eved is like the ma'isa Rabbo. Just like She'elas HaEved. We saw the sugya of She'ela B'Bailim in Bava Metzia Tzadivav. So there we say that the ma'isa of the Eved is B'Siachas to the Rabbo. But in Kabbalah, where the woman doesn't do anything, it's just given into her hand, there Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo isn't effective. And it's only Midin Shlichus that the Torah is Mechadish, the Torah is Shlichus the Kabbalah, that Yad HaShlichus Ki Yad HaYisho can Asina Liyadatami, like the Pnei Yoshua writes, the Kedushin Amalaf Amid Aleph. But we don't have this Geder in the Din of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. We only have this geder of the shliach's Kabbalah being like the woman's Kabbalah in the world of shlichus, but not in the world of Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo is only that the ma'isa, there has to be a ma'isa, not just the Kabbalah, but a ma'isa, the ma'isa of shliach, is the siach is the mishaleach, to the Adam. So l'fi zeh, we understand Rav Asi's question very, we understand Rav Elazar's question very well in Rav Asi. What was the kasha? You don't need the chisaron of Eino B'Toras, typically that he's not a bar shlichus. Because in shlichus l'kabbalah, yad eved ki yad rabo doesn't work. So you don't have to come on to Eino B'Toras. Just say that he's not a valid, just say that he's not a valid shliach. That an eved isn't a valid shliach. And that's enough. And we said, but if it's his own Eved, then he is. No, but that doesn't work for Kabbalah. Shlichus HaKabbalah, Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo doesn't work. So we still don't have to come on to Eino B'Toras. We can still stick with the more simple explanation of an Eved isn't a valid Shliach. And don't say Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, because that only applies to a Mais of the Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo, but not by Kabbalah's Haget. By Kabbalah's Haget, there is no Yad Eved Ki Yad Rabo. We don't have this Geder. And Memela, he can't be a shliach, and you don't have to come on to Eino B'Toras. That explains the Gemara's kasha. So Baruch Hashem b'siyata d'shmaya, we learned another siman in the sefer. We've done many simanim so far together. I hope you heard some of the other shiurim, and I hope you continue to listen to them, and I hope you continue giving them. God should give us the life and the means to continue giving the shiurim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mezakos together. Lilmod ulelamed lishmor velasos ulekayim is called divrei samu taras ubiyahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.